A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, January the 3rd, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening. Live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, a pressure group led by former ZANU-PF parliamentarian Themba Mliswa, has castigated the government for harassing and intimidating civil servants following the detention of three members of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe last week and unsanctioned deductions from teachers' salaries.
The government which does not respect teachers, it shows that its priorities are totally misplaced, because the military has paid everything, but including the police officers, they didn't receive their salaries. They were saying on the 5th of January. From there, they are not sure what is happening.
Bashupi, a Zimbabwean singer who was discovered at the now-defunct Book Cafe by the late Mbira maestro Chiwoniso Maraire, says 2016 is likely to be a great year for him as he has a lot of new hits lined up.
So many songs I have. Now I have a new track that's called Chingwane Chinema Jarina. Chingwane Jarina.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. A pressure group, Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, led by former ZANU-PF parliamentarian Themba Mliswa, has castigated the government for harassing and intimidating civil servants following the detention of three members of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe last week. This also follows the unsanctioned deductions from teachers' salaries. We spoke to a member of YARD on the issue.
Our organization is YARD. I'm Munde Melus, that is from being a secretary for recruitment and mobilization, that is much not. What is happening now is sad in Zimbabwe. For instance, rural teachers, I was a teacher myself. I did my temporary teaching in Binga, that is Siyabua and other places, including Chipale. Those are places in Binga. And I failed, and I was on the ground. I can tell you that the situation is pathetic. So from there, our organization is very inclusive. What we have done, we have created a block that is a single force of youth from different backgrounds, so that we can arrest these problems that are affecting Zimbabwe. So rural teachers, I can tell you that rural teachers, including majority of schools, that is in Binga. We have got only one that is Binga High, which is in a semi-urban, I can say, town. But from there, majority of those schools are taught by temporary teachers, and the situation is pathetic.
And also we saw that some teachers received their pay, but it was short by $40 for pensions. What is your organization saying about that?
Our organization is condemning that. We are saying that this illegal government of Robert Mugabe, which imposed itself, that is 2013, whereby majority of Zimbabweans rejected him, they rejected in 2008, they rejected in 2013, and imposed himself. And this, we are totally condemning that. We are saying that workers should be fronted, that is, we should front it. And desires of our workers. Actually, teachers, they are the backbone of the nation. So from there, the government which does not respect teachers, it shows that the priorities are totally misplaced, because the military has paid everything, but including the police officers, they didn't receive their salaries. They were saying on the 5th of January. From there, they are not sure what is happening. And there is this story of yen, which is taking over. We are saying that we are going to use yen, which is totally unacceptable.
That was YARD official Melusi Simwinde in Binga. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by a young Zimbabwean here in Washington, D.C., but based at Williams College in Massachusetts. That is Cliff Makanda. Cliff, thank you so very much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
And welcome to DC. Tell me more about yourself and, you know, how you got here to Williams College for your education.
Okay. I'm a sophomore majoring in computer science and mathematics at Williams College in Williamstown, which is close to Boston, Massachusetts. So how did I get where I am? That's a good question. So after A-level, I applied to UZ just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. I got into mechanical engineering. But something within me just told me, like, I had to look at other opportunities. Mm-hmm. What was stopping me from going me to other places, to America, to England? So that's when I started looking at, like, at different schools in different sides of the continent. And that's when I decided to go to Education USA. Mm-hmm. They're amazing people. They're best at Eastgate. So they have this program where they promote education in the U.S., where they want young Zimbabweans to study in the U.S. because they have really fine institutions. Mm-hmm. So I went there and I met this amazing lady, Amai Rebecca Mano, who is very passionate about the education of the Zimbabwean child and giving back to the Zimbabwean community.
But how did you know that that's the journey you wanted to take? Did you see someone else do it, or were you just saying to yourself, this is something that I know can happen for me?
It was a combination of both, because I personally knew that I felt like the education system had cheated me in a way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd gone to high school, I'd done MPC and further mathematics, but something was missing from my educational experience. Mm-hmm. Something was definitely missing. Mm-hmm. I could feel it. I wasn't sure about what I wanted to do with my life, so I decided to take a gap year. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people do that. And trust me, my parents were not very happy. Yeah, so I decided to, like, take a gap year, volunteer, read some novels.
Even here, I think people would say, what? You know, because it's not the conventional thing
yes.
to do. And that, I think, scares people a lot, because they're saying, you know, you have this path mm-hmm. that you're given. And, you know, how can you step away from it and not know what mm-hmm. can come out of it?
Yeah, I would say... you have to embrace yourself. Be different. Like, I know, like, if you decide to, like, do different things, your parents would be like, why can't you just be like Tatenta, Kudakwasha?
Right, right.
Who are just going to use it and becoming doctors. Why can't you make us proud? Mm-hmm. But you have to know, like, you know your destiny. You know what you want to be. Are you going to, like, turn back, adhere to the stereotype?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, like, just put a lot of thought into it, believe in yourself, know what you want to do, know how to articulate it. That helps. Just stand up for yourself.
And for some people, even if they're hearing you and they're like, you know, that sounds amazing,
yeah.
but I don't think that I can personally do that. What makes you different from other people? What doesn't make you different?
Wow, that's a good question. I would say there is a big problem, like, in society, mm-hmm. like, which everyone has to confront, no matter where you are, no matter where you go to school, is this issue of conformity.
Mm-hmm.
So confronting these societal and cultural boundaries, how does one, like, approach this kind of boundaries? I would say by talking to your parents, talking to your teachers, telling them, like, talking about the problems, mm-hmm. about, like, this kind of environment that they foster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trust me, I believe you can be an amazing Olympic gold medalist with a 4.0 GPA. It's certainly possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Moving forward for yourself, computer yeah. science, mathematics major, mm-hmm. What's the next step for you as you look into your future?
Once I'm done with school, wow, I'm going to celebrate. Yeah. But once I'm done with school, I'm definitely planning to go to graduate school to do either computer science or math and solve some of the challenging problems that are in computer science and mathematics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cliff, thank you so very much.
It's been a pleasure.
That was Cliff Makanda, Zimbabwean student at Williams College in Massachusetts, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo, for that very inspiring Youth Forum. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're going out to you on the 4930, 13860, and 15460 shortwave frequencies. and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Bashupi, a Zimbabwean singer who was discovered at the now defunct Book Cafe by the late Mbira maestro Chiwoniso Maraire, says 2016 is likely to be a great year for him as he has a lot of new hits lined up. Known for his hit Godo, a collaboration with another Zimbabwean singer, Stana, Bashupi says he is grateful for the opportunity he got to showcase his talent at the Book Cafe, which closed but now conducts pop-up shows in Harare. Bashupi takes us through his journey to becoming a star.
I grew up in Bulawayo, and I moved to Masingo. But when I heard about the Book Cafe, I used to travel from Masingo every Sunday to attend open mic every Monday, which I had to showcase what I used to do. Like, I used to come by myself to sing, and that's where I met the band. So the Book Cafe gave me the opportunity to showcase my talent. When my talent was seen, I ended up building a band at the Book Cafe, and also working with people like the likes of the late Chiwoniso Maraire, who also discovered me when I was coming to Book Cafe. I said, Bashupi, I would like to help you come work with me. So I started working with Chiwoniso Maraire with her band. That's when my band started building from Book Cafe. So Book Cafe played a role to build a band and make Bashupi what he is today and have a strong team that nowadays, at home with the band, that was brought and nurtured from the Book Cafe. So working with Chiwoniso, that's what made Bashupi to be known. And now that's why I met also Stana to do the his song God. His song is home with the band. At the end of the day, we grew from there, you know, and because of Book Cafe, Bashupi was made and created and nurtured after I come from dance, from Amakosi, where I was doing dance, music, and drama. But when I did music, the Book Cafe nurtured Bashupi. It's a painful thought every time when I think of the Book Cafe closed, because that's where my bread and butter would come from as well. So I just appeal to everyone who wants to also call Bashupi. Please find me at bashupizim@gmail.com. bashupizim@gmail.com. If you want to call for shows or find Bashupi or promote or invest into me, please find me on that, because I'm the most dangerous artist. Facebook, I'm there as well as Bashupi. Just like Bashupi, Bashupi, you'll know a lot about me and the things I've done with Book Cafe.
Bashupi, tell us, do you have any new releases that you have lined up?
Yes, I have Chingwani Majarini that's out, and I have also Party, the one I did with Stana, Bashupi featuring Stana. Then I also have Tamani Murume, which is coming on my album, and also I also have Bero, so which is coming on my album. So I have a lot. For the moment, I released three, then I also released my album, which is titled Defining Zimbabwean Music. So it's coming, and I've got a lot to offer for the next, I don't know, maybe 100 years, if I live 100 years.
Give us a snippet of some of your biggest hits.
Oh, people know me from my hits like Godo, Tezara Varamba, Topigwane Mamonya, Mapena, you know. Topigwane Mamonya, Mapena, Mapena, Kanariri Godo, Zorai Sanje, Maimwana Muri Chocolate.
Put your hands up, put your hands up. Chocolate, my man, chocolate, 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 my man.
chocolate.
Mam sapa, no puri chocolate.
Puri chocolate.
My mana, puri chocolate.
Puri chocolate.
Mam sapa, no puri chocolate.
Puri chocolate.
Babi kiro enyu puri chocolate.
Puri chocolate.
Bawatiro enyu puri chocolate.
Puri chocolate.
Bachenero enyu puri chocolate.
Puri chocolate.
Usavonye wewe puri chocolate.
So, so many songs I have. Now, I have a new track that's called Chingwane Cinema Jarina. Chingwane Jarina.
What inspires you to sing all these interesting songs? What inspires you?
I live in a community where there's a lot of rich culture, different livelihoods and different backgrounds, where these 10 people meet in so many different areas. And that inspires me a lot because I associate with so many people and talk to so many people of different cultures that I've learned through my drama, music, and dance. And also, the environment around me. I live in Zimbabwe. It's a beautiful country in the world. And I believe it's the best place to be inspired. Music that cuts across the world. It starts in Zimbabwe, because if you look at us, we're a country full of sunshine and rivers that flow, and besides the politics that people talk about in our hardships, it's part of every country. We go through that, but I'm inspired being in Zimbabwe and being Zimbabwean and being proud to be Zimbabwean and an African traditional person like me.
Kana tune one guy, varkuni venga when they see a nigga drive by. Shavarku imba just blow and I don't know why. The guy in the seke shaka womange savanna dry. Manyo zababa resa vana kana nana mai. The ma pepper ne ma TV mesa shamba zai. Ambondi zora chango sara chingo rumbi zai. Entertain and amboyo zongo kufa zai. Boys go on a punzang fest wangu tika mai. Jerry cash yaku nuange nyamaye why. Zandeva uza wanapterera chimbo na matai. Mwari anopa chenyu cheta chingo kumbirai. Hanza shkwani sika sima heta katerera nai. You can't beat me imba neni wangu just try. Andis kunye pandru kutipa itana wrong lie. My words angwi bazooka. Victory na kushu die.
Chichongade kurarama nda nda taurisa kona kukakama nema via kukuna mwari mbokwadama upumi wanotswaga homwe dzako uchatutuma maoko mdenga this beat is just sicker rabilivisa vanhu position namba yapika mufaro wakadai wanikanganwisa zvepanyika ndane time ndiri panasi ndirutange ndangosvika terai tsoka dzangu but havasikona kwandatsika give me stronger competition afana they just weaker they don't know why the rap afana vakarasika vachaziya madharao afana ndicharatsika pay close attention like you getting army orders mbiri yangu yateke sheregeto jamba mabo.
Thank you, Baba Shuki, a Zimbabwean singer who has made his hits with some very popular collaborations with singers like Stana. Now to recap on today's top stories. Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, a pressure group led by former ZANU-PF parliamentarian Themba Moliswa, has castigated the government for harassing and intimidating civil servants following the detention of three members of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe last week. Bashupi, a Zimbabwean singer, says 2016 is likely to be a very great year for him as he has a lot of new hits lined up. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, January the 3rd, 2016.
Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week and year ahead.